Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for visiting. Gordon Lemon Siegel today going to celebrate the seniors. Mr. Ryan Gerke going to mention a lot of good words about senior athletes at Central Catholic High School. Here's Ryan Gerke.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to beautiful Gordon Lemon Field for today's game between the Knights and the visiting Berries. Today is senior day, and we'll be announcing the seniors for this year's team. First, T.J. Bell. T.J. is a four-year member, three-year letter winner of the baseball team. He's a four-year member, four-year letter winner for the football team. T.J. is also a member of Champions Together and the Interact Club. He'll be attending Purdue University and majoring in construction management. T.J. is a member of St. Anne's Catholic Church and is escorted by his parents, Trent and Wendy Bell. Ladies and gentlemen, T.J. Bell. Next, Evan Dehart. Evan is a four-year member, three-year letter winner of the baseball team. He's a four-year member and a four-year letter winner for the football team. He's a member of Brain Change to Mind and the Interact Club. He will be attending DePaul University, continuing his football career, and is undecided on his major. Evan is a member of the Cathedral of St. Mary's and is escorted by his parents, Dan and Lisa Dehart. Ladies and gentlemen, Evan Dehart. Tyler Fox. Tyler is a four-year member, two-year letter winner of the baseball team. He's a two-year member, one-year letter winner for the football team. He is a member of Green Change to Mind, the World Language Club, and Champions Together. He will be attending Ivy Tech in the fall. Tyler is a member of St. Lawrence Church and is escorted by his parents, Rita and Robert Fox. Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Fox. Ben Major. Ben is a four-year member, three-year winner of the baseball team. He's a three-year member, three-year letter winner for the football team and the basketball team. He is a member of Interact, the search team, retreat leader, Green Change to Mind. He'll be attending Murray State University, continuing to play baseball and major in business. Ben is a member of Northview Church and is escorted by his parents, Dollar Major and Chris and Amy Major. Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Major. Owen Munn. Owen is a four-year member, three-year letter winner of the baseball team. He's a four-year member, four-year letter winner for the football team. He's a member of Green Change to Mind, Interact, Champions Together, Search, and Retreat Leader. He'll be attending Ivy Tech and transferring to Purdue and majoring in business. Owen is a member of St. Lawrence Catholic Church and is escorted by his parents, Amy and Aaron Munn. Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Munn. Finally, Ryan Schumer. Ryan is a four-year member, three-year letter winner of the baseball team. He's a three-year member, three-year letter winner in swimming and soccer, and a one-year member, one-year letter winner for football. Ryan is a member of National Honor Society, Green Change to Mind, World Language Club, Retreat Leaders, Mass Ministry, Champions Together, Interact Club, and is an Eagle Scout. He'll be attending Calvin University, continuing his baseball career, and majoring in mechanical engineering with a minor in pre-law or chemical engineering. Ryan is a member of St. Thomas Aquinas Church and is escorted by his parents, Ron and Barb Schumer. Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Schumer. And those are our seniors. Congratulations and thank you for your dedication to the Central Catholic Baseball Program and all your endeavors in the future. Good luck, Knights.
Ryan Gerke providing the words, verbiage for the seniors. Ryan Gerke, a fine speaking voice, is always what he does. He's got a player. He's got a son that plays at Lafayette Jeff High School, but yet he has sincere interest right here at Central Catholic. We're going to set this down for one moment.
One moment they're going to warm up on the field. The umpires are here. We're going to set this down. I'm going to remove a sweatshirt. It's getting nice. It's going to be 70 degrees today. So, they're getting ready for the umpires meeting. Game one here today is going to start near 12 noon. Looking for a good ball game, Logansport Bears make their way here. Logansport, Indiana, going to do battle with the Central Catholic Knights. Central Catholic Knights getting ready for baseball. And a beautiful day. Got some wind, a little bit of wind blowing from left field across the field to right field. Flags are floating right there in center field. They about all line up. I'm sure they did that on purpose. I got a good vantage point on top of the press box, and I look straight out there, and those flags line up from baseball to softball and beyond. And I'm well done. Nice. So they're talking about over at home plate right now. We'll mention this game is going to start about 12 noon. There's going to be a second game today. The game could not happen last night. Mother Nature said no. And Coach Bordnay, he probably sent out a lot of emails, a lot of phone calls, and got it lined up. Logansport Bears is going to be game one today at noon. Second game for Central Catholic Knights will be the Harrison Raiders. Logansport Bears, Harrison Raiders, two games, one day. And they're working it out on the diamond right here, talking about where the ball can get through. We'll talk a little bit about the Logansport Bears. Logansport Bears, their mascot is Felix the Cat. We'll mention Logansport School, founded in 1871. They have a school enrollment of 1,252. Their class 4A, sectional number 7, their sectional will be played at Kokomo. Game one of the sectional, that's going to be on the May the 24th, that's next Wednesday, it'll be Logansport and Kokomo. We'll mention that'll be a 5:30 start. And then later that evening, the nightcap will also be on Wednesday, the 24th, an 8 p.m. estimated start. That's Harrison in Lafayette, Jeff. Then the game of the tournament will continue on Saturday. When it continues on Saturday, it's going to actually be McCutcheon and Marion, a 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon ball game. And we'll mention the championship game. It's going to be game 5 winner versus game 6 winner. And the championship game will happen on Memorial Day. It'll just be that game, Memorial Day, the championship game on the 29th. That'll be 11 a.m. start time. And we'll mention Logansport Bears. Their principal is Matt Jones. Their athletic director, one of the nicest athletic directors you'll ever meet, Mr. Brian Strong. And the athletic secretary is Rhonda Ritchie. The athletic trainer is Sidney Latham. For mentioning the starting lineup, we're going to have to take a breather here. We'll finish that up after the national anthem. Both teams lined up on respective sidelines on the baselines. Logansport on the third baseline. They'll represent the third base dugout. Knights on the first baseline, and they'll represent the first base dugout synonymously. So we're going to set this down for opening prayer and our national anthem.
And keep your eyes always in front of you. Come to the church, and stand with me today. Come to the judgment there in all your endeavors. Give them the strength to strengthen you alone. We ask this in Christ our Lord.
our national anthem. Sounded good. So they get ready to play some baseball. Both teams departing the baselines. Night. Or playoff defense, I should say defense, a home game here for the Knights, Gordon Lenning Field. The first we'll mention, Logan Fort Bear, is we'll mention. Logan Fort High School is located at 1 Berry Lane, Logan Fort, Indiana, 46947. You can reach them by phone, area code 574-753-0441. BerryAthletics.com, BerryAthletics.com, you can find them on the web. They were the college team of red and black. We'll mention they perform in the North Central Conference, right there in the North Central. We'll mention in that North Central Conference is Anderson, Harrison, Indianapolis Tech, Kokomo, Lafayette Chef, Logansport, Marion, McCutcheon, Muncie Central, Richmond. So there are 10 teams in their conference. They do not have a divisional placement. They're just all in the same conference. We'll also mention Logansport Berries are currently 19 wins, 9 losses on the season. They're 6-6, they think 6-6 in the North Central Conference. They have a +2 win streak intact. Head coach, a gentleman, got to speak with him in the dugout. What a kind head coach they have at Logansport. Head coach, Mr. Dan Fry. The next team on their agenda, they'll play Monday. They'll finish up their regular season. They'll play Monday the 22nd. That's on Monday of May 22nd. 5:30 estimated start time. Twin Lakes Indians will travel to Logansport to battle with the Berries right there on their synthetic field turf. They'll throw one down to second base, Jackson Kane. They'll throw it around the infield. And we'll mention pitching in this game for the Knights. It's going to be Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer wears number 7. Ryan Schumer has 18 and one-third innings under his belt. This is appearance number 8. That's his start number 3 for Ryan Schumer. He's faced 85 batters. He's thrown 324 pitches. He has a win-loss record of 1-2. He's got 1 save out of 1 save attempt. He struck out 13. He's allowed 14 runs, but only 3 of those runs were earned. Here comes the first pitch. Ryan Schumer, 12-02, foul ball, just foul of third base in the batter's box for Logansport. Number 15, Isaac Russell. Isaac Russell plays shortstop. And Ryan Schumer, he's walked 12. He struck out 22. 7 of those strikeouts went down looking. He had a 1.145 ERA. And Isaac Russell going to pop one up on the infield. Coming into the infield grass, just barely making the catch, is T.J. Bell. There's one out here in the top of the first inning. The next batter going to step in, going to be another right-handed batter, number 6, Jeremiah Miller. Jeremiah Miller going to do the catching in today's ballgame for Logansport. Here comes the pitch from Schumer. Breaking pitch, he's going to go to center field with it. Going to move to his left. Make the catch. That's Bren Robbins in center field. There are 2 outs here in the top of the first. The next batter going to step in. It's going to be number 7. He's the 3 hitter, Grayson Long. Grayson Long, he plays first base for the Berries. Another right-handed batter. Here comes a wind and the pitch. Breaking pitch finishes away. Ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. First pitch that was not hit. Here comes the pitch. Outside again. Ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes. 2 outs on the diamond. We're in the top of the first. Sun beating down. The wind kind of subsiding once in a while. Here comes the 2-0. You're going to take a drive right side just out of play. Down the first base fence line. Pretty good solid stroke right there for the 3-hitter, number 7, Grayson Long. He's going to step back in. Working from the windup, here's the 2-1. Going to be a ground ball, third base. Going to be fielded right here by Ryan Elster. Let's go to first base. Throw is low. T.J. Bell trying to corral that baseball. Couldn't come up with it. Going to be a rich base on air for the 3-hitter, Grayson Long. So the next batter we'll see is the 4-hitter, T. Caden Lucero, going to step in. Right-handed batter. Runner aboard at first base is Grayson Long. Two out here in the top of the first. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, got the dish, broke away. Strike called, count goes 0-1. He'll step back in. Caden Lucero, working from the stretch. Schumer out of the set, he'll try first base pickoff. About a P-plus throw over to first base. Back safely is Grayson Long. Turn in, looking at signals out of stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch, taking off for second base is Long. Throw's going to be off target. Going to go into center field, but Long is going to stay at second base. Got to admit, got to reiterate, that wind is blowing across the diamond. And it's blowing right across from left to right. Left field to right field. And Jackson Kane had a difficult throw there. It kind of tailed on him. So he'll get used to it. Peering in, looking at signals. No balls, two strikes. Caden Lucero. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. To take a drive, soft liner to second base. Caught by Mikey Stapleton. And the Knights get out of the inning. Knights give up no hits. They leave a runner on board. On board as Grayson Long. And the Knights are going to bat in the bottom of the first inning. And we'll mention a little bit about Logansport. Well, we'll mention a little bit about Logansport's defense. Logansport defensive, their pitcher today is going to be Isaac Mock. Isaac Mock wears number one. Let's talk a little bit about Isaac. Isaac in his pitching endeavors for this season, pretty impressive. Isaac Mock, he's thrown 46 innings thus far this season. He's got an ERA of 3.35. He's got a win-loss record of 6 wins, 4 losses. This is appearance number 12 for Isaac. He's allowed 50 hits. Keep in mind, 46 innings. And he's allowed 40 runs. 22 of those runs were earned. Well, Matisse, he has walked 24 batters. And he has struck out 31. He's allowed 2 home runs. He's faced 226 batters. Do the math. 226 batters, 50 hits. That ain't too bad. So let's get some warm-up tosses. We'll go around the diamond with Logansport. The catcher, the battery partner for Isaac Mock, going to be Jeremiah Miller. He wears number 6. At first base, Grayson Long, number 7. At short, second base, Brennan Goforth, number 11. At shortstop, Isaac Russell, number 15. At third base, Cooper Smith, number 2. In the left field, Tristan Pitchell, number 12. In center field, number 8, Dylan Pearson. And in right field, number 10, Caden Lucero. Speaking of Caden, Caden Minnick leading off the bottom of the first. First pitch outside of ball. I was noticing this when I was drawing up these lineups. Right fielder for Logansport, Caden Lucero. Right fielder for the Knights, Caden Minnick. Working from a stretch. Going to pitch as if he's going to be the relief pitcher. Maybe in his next outing, next level. Strike comes in, inside half. Strike called, knee high. Kept goes 1 ball, 1 strike. Caden Minnick. Working from a stretch. Isaac Mock is the 1-1. Pitch comes in a bit high above the zone, just a bit. Count goes 2-1. Infield playing deep right there near the lip of the grass in the back of the dirt. Isaac Russell maybe a couple steps closer to the plate. At left, and let's just say in third base and on the grass, ready to play a bunt if needed as that next pitch comes in. Breaking pitch, back door for a strike. Kemp goes 2-2 to Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick showing some pitches to his nice dugout. Part of his role as the first batter. Here's the pitch. Gonna foul one back out of play. And that ball probably will not be retrieved. Pretty deep in the forest back there. Kemp remains 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes back in the rubber. Peering in, looking at signals. Isaac Mock out of the set. Here comes a 2-2 once again. Backdoor curveball just misses outside. That backdoor curveball we're talking about, a righty facing a lefty, he'll start that curveball away from the batter. It'll climb back in, and he's trying to get that outside edge with that breaking pitch. Here comes a 3-2. Going to pop one to left field. He'll go the other way. Going to back him up. Going to back him up, but going to get Camps underneath it. Going to make the catch. Tristan Kitchell. There's one out here in the bottom of the first. So next batter to step in for the night should be Evan Dienhardt. Evan Dienhardt wears number 24. Evan Dienhardt, he was introduced as one of the six seniors prior to this first pitch of this ball game. So back in the right-handed batter's box, the right-handed pitcher. We're going to have a stretch. Now the set, Isaac Mock to Evan Dienhardt. He's going to foul one right side out of play. So no balls, one strike. Right field playing kind of shallow. Wind's kind of moving around. It's blowing in just a little bit now. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch to Dienhardt. Strike call. But low pitch right there below the kneecaps. Across the dish. Count goes 0-2. Evan Dienhardt. Right-handed batter. Right-handed pitcher. Isaac Mott. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Dienhardt. Outside of ball. Trying to get him to pitch. 0-2 pitch. Wasn't going to give him a good pitch to hit with an 0-2 count. What about the worst thing that happens in baseball? You get 0-2 on the batter, and then you get a hit by pitch. That's enough to bother a lot of folks. One ball, two strikes. Here's a pitch. Breaking pitch. He'll foul it out of play. Evan Dienhardt, step out of the box a little bit. He chokes up off that knob of the bat. He's working against Isaac Mock. Isaac Mock, Logansport Berries here at Central Catholic today. And now it's said, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. They're going to keep him in the box. They're going to say he pushed that elbow into the pitch and I got to admit, that was a good call. He'll stay in the box. Take that back. That's got to be ball four. I take that back. That's 1-2. Why would he stay in the box? That's just a ball on the batter. Because it was off the plate. It wasn't a strike across the plate getting hit by pitch. It was off the plate. And Evan did lean into it a little bit. I tell you what, Evan Dienhardt can get on base. Many, many different ways. Evan Dienhardt definitely leads the Knights with infield hits this season. Last season, he led with a baseball batting average for the whole season. I think it was 1.467 comes to mind. 2-2 count. Back in the box, Evan Dienhardt. Here's the pitch. Outside low, ball three. Very astute umpire left him in the box. Count goes full at 3-2. Two hitter for the night. There's one out here in the bottom of the first. 3-2 pitch. Out of set for Mock in a timeout. Evan Dienhardt calls time. Granted, he'll step out. That was a pretty long set. Pretty long set. It's a lot of concentration time for a guy that's going to be hurling that baseball at you in the higher, at least the 80s. We're going to have a set. 3-2 pitch. Going to call him out, outside edge. And the first impressions sometimes are not good. And Evan Dienhardt is going to walk back to the dugout with a low and away pitch. Third down. Base football is around the corner. So he'll set down after the 3-2 pitch. And next batter going to step in for the night, number 7, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter. He'll do the pushing for the Knights, as you know, in this ballgame. Out of the set, Mock, here's the pitch. Ball, is it going to be a ball? Just a bit above the zone. About to finish inside. Count goes one ball, no strikes. Complete umpire going to set up in the right slot this time. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Going to be a drive over shortstop's head. Going to go into the left field. Base hit. Ryan Schumer with the textbook swing. So Ryan Schumer is aboard. They're going to trade base runners there. Courtesy runner going out to run for Ryan Schumer. The catcher is number 17, Gavin Boutel. In a short conversation, third base coach, Coach Bordenet, home plate umpire. Probably wants a little explanation, probably deserves one. Might have been that 3-2 pitch that Evan Dienhart took as strike three. And you got to be, I was talking to a friend of mine, he was talking about basketball. He said, as a basketball coach, I'll mention it's Bill Bowen. Bill Bowen, Sheridan Blackhawks, he's the coach now, basketball. This coach told somebody else, it told me, somebody else was a coach, a member of the coaching staff, and a member on that coaching staff said that Bill Bowen, if there's a call made in a basketball game against the team he's coaching for, he doesn't want to make up call. He doesn't want to go to the other end of the court and have some type of call that kind of makes up for the previous call. He wants to go from start to finish and erase and get that last call out of your mind. And that's not a bad way to go. So, well, mention back at first base might be Ryan Schumer. We'll see when he gives me the view on his back. Stepping in, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell from the bat. He's a four-hitter for the night. Plays first base. I believe Ryan Schumer is doing his own running. So Gavin Boutel back in the dugout. Working out a stretch, now a set. Isaac Mock. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball back to Mock. He gloves it. About like a Keaton Brooks. The ball went straight down, bounced off the surface and into his glove. But I will mention, the Knights are going to leave one aboard. One hit by Ryan Schumer. And we'll go to the top of the second inning. We'll mention a little bit about the Knights. And around the diamond for the Knights, as mentioned, Ryan Schumer wears number 7. He'll do the pitching. Ryan Schumer going to step in 18 and a third innings. This is appearance number 8. Start number 3. Ryan Schumer, I think I mentioned these, but 85. He's faced 85 batters, 324 pitches, 1 win, 2 losses. He's got 1 save attempt, 13 hits he's allowed, 14 runs, and 3 of those runs were earned. He's walked 12, struck out 22. 7 of those batters sit down looking. And as mentioned, Ryan Schumer, 1.145 ERA. He has hit 2 batters along the way. I know I mentioned that, but I'm going to finish. We'll mention his battery partner in this game is Jackson Kane. Where's number 3 at first base? T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell wears number 18. At second base, Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton, number 11. At shortstop, Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart, number 24. At third base, Ryan Elsner. He wears number 4. In left field, number 14, Tyler Fox. In center field, number 33, Bren Robbins. And in right field, number 20, Caden Minnick. So they throw one down to second base. Sun gets a little space between the clouds, and it's beating down now, and you can feel that heat. I tell you what, God does work in mysterious ways. He puts these human beings on earth to enjoy his creation. Working from the windup, first pitch, backdoor curveball, just misses outside. In the batter's box, stepping back in, left-handed batter. He's going to take a swing and a miss. That's number 12, Tristan Kitchell. Tristan Kitchell, he's got a good swing. He's got a quick swing. We'll talk about his stats next time at bat. Pitch comes in, just misses inside. Kitchell staying right still the mouse in that box. He'd have probably stayed in the box had that ball hit him. 2 balls, 1 strike, here's the pitch. He's going to take a drive to right field. He's going to get a lot of it, and we'll talk about his power at the left-handed batter's box. Tristan Kitchell hits home run number 8. on the season. We'll check it out. It looks like a Ryan Schumer type of poke went over the scoreboard. Ryan Schumer has eclipsed that scoreboard at least three times in his high school career. So he gets a tap on the top side as all the team members come out and wish him well on the rest of his game. Say what? Tristan Kitchell. Mitchell Dean. Hope we don't get a Mitchell Dean impersonation in this game. Here comes the pitch. Float one to right field. Shallow. Going to be picked up there. He's going to make the trot in. That's Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick with the catch. There's one out. Here in the top of the second inning. So we're going to step in now to bat. Where's number eight? Dylan Pearson. Dylan Pearson playing center field. He'll step in now. First pitch in there for a strike. Strike called. Right-handed batter's box. Dylan Pearson. Number eight. Here's the pitch from Schumer. Breaking pitch. He'll take it to right field. He'll take it the other way. Whirling wind. Caden Minnick catches it in front of the warning track. There in front of the scoreboard. There are two outs here in the top of the second inning. The next batter going to step in. It's going to be the eight hitter, number two, Cooper Smith. Cooper Smith plays third base for the Berries. Here's the pitch. Outside edge. Strike call. Nice placement by Ryan Schumer. Peering in. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Swung on. Ground ball. Foul. Left side. Going to be picked up there by head coach Dan Fry. Step back in. Ball's made live. 0-2 count. Here's the pitch. High for ball one. Eight hitter, Cooper Smith. Cooper Smith, third baseman. Batting in the eighth spot. Here comes the 1-2. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Schumer starts it out at the right-handed batter's elbow. It locks him up and breaks in there across the dish for strike three. So the Knights give up one hit, one run. Tristan Kitchell got it in his wheelhouse and looked a lot like a Schwarber type of hit over the scoreboard. You saw that in the postseason a few years ago. Schwarber, that's pretty good, famous Indiana University ball player. You say what, that guy can hit the ball. Makes you think it's a whiffle ball. So back out on the surface, they're going to throw the ball around. We'll mention a little bit about sponsorships. Bringing you this contest is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Since 1955, that's Reynolds Farm Equipment. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web at ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. And right now they have Titus Bakery and Deli. Check them out, Titus Bakery and Deli. What a good place to get your breakfast, maybe your early afternoon lunch. We'll mention right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment is Titus Bakery and Deli. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. And also Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5. Saturday, 7:30 to noon. They're closed on Sunday. That's Titus Bakery and Deli. And Reynolds Farm Equipment, they're along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Right there at 276th Street. They're putting an over and under there to make it, easier to travel. Working from the stretch. Now the set. First pitch from Mock is inside a ball. And that right-handed batter's box for Central Catholic is number three, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane doing the catching in today's ball game. One ball, no strikes, out of the set. Now the double set. He'll swing away. He'll get that bullet foul right there in front of the Berry's dugout. Pretty severe pull right there. Got around quick. Count goes 1-1. So Isaac Mock, I saw the double set in the last set. Let's see if he continues that. We'll hope he does, and he did. There's a triple set there. Let's double check this. Taking it to center field. Gets a lot of it. Going to back up the center fielder. He's going to camp under it. Right there in front of the warning track. About 20 feet out in front. Catch is made by Dylan Pearson for Logansport. There's one out here in the bottom of the second inning. We'll double check that. That's true. So one out. Scoreboard has been worked on. Coach Bordenate messing with it before the game. Working out a set, triple set. Here's a pitch from Mock. Just above the zone in the batter's box for Central Catholic is the sixth hitter, number 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox playing left field in today's ballgame. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes a 1-0 pitch to Fox. Low for ball two. Tyler Fox, last ballgame, got himself to second base at North Montgomery. Picked up his fifth. Picked up his fifth two-base hit on the season. Out of the set, 2-0 pitch on the way. High for ball three. Tyler Fox, a 3-0 count. Coach Bordenate, not a lot of signals given. Might be a given. Going to be a fake sign without getting a sign. Here comes a 3-0 pitch from Mock. Right down Meridian. That strike zone was wide open. Count goes 3-1. Three balls, one strike, straightaway stance in that right-handed batter's box for Tyler Fox. Out of the triple set, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, strike two. Breaking pitch from Mock brings the count back. Some maneuverable. Count goes 3-2. Pure end signals. Now out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Could be a ground ball in the infield. Third base couldn't hold it. Off the glove. Almost kind of flipped it into his hand involuntarily. But the second time it hit his hand, it couldn't hold it. So safe at first base is Tyler Fox, and I'm guessing he's reached on air. The next batter to line up for the night is going to be Brent Robbins, right-handed batter. Pitching out of the stretch once again with base runners on. Have one base runner at first base, Tyler Fox. Now in the set position, Isaac Mock is the first pitch to Brent Robbins. Outside of ball. One ball, no strikes, one aboard. Logansport Bears have one on the scoreboard. In the top of the second. Working from the set, here comes the pitch to Robbins. Nope, will be a pickoff move. Nonchalant. Back to first base. Getting warmed up right there is Isaac Mock. And Grayson Long. Let's try a little quicker. Going to get by the first baseman. The throw was in the dirt. Tyler Fox is going to round second base. Coach Bordenate rounds him. He slides in head first at third base. Talking about that warm-up toss, and he went from a C rating on a pickoff move. Try to get that A or A minus type of move. Gets beyond Grayson Long at first base. So Tyler Fox around second base. Didn't slow up much, if any. Ends up at third base. So, Brent Robbins, a 1-0 count. He'll step back in with Tyler Fox at third base. So peering in, looking at signals, out of stretch. Now the set, Isaac Mock. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Robbins. He's going to foul one back out of play. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Brent Robbins, the seven hitter for the Knights. Brent Robbins looking at signals. Coach Tim Bordenate at third base. Right there on the base pad at third is Tyler Fox. Still in the dirt. to get that secondary lead. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Top of the zone. Healthy cut. Brennan Robbins against the Western Panthers right here. He represented the only offense for the Knights with a home run to left center. Here comes a 1-2 pitch from Mock. Outside of ball. One ball, two strikes. Tyler Fox back on the base. Coach Bournet likes the runners to be on the base till the pitcher gets in the rubber. That's exactly how my dad taught us. Here comes a 2-2 pitch from Isaac Mock to Brent Robbins. Outside edge, swing and a miss. He'll jog back to the dugout. Two out here in the bottom of the second inning. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be the eighth hitter for the Knights. Number 11, Mikey Stapleton. Step in, working from his stretch. Isaac Mock looking at Stiggles. Now the set. Triple set. Here comes the pitch to Mikey Stapleton. Outside of ball. Mikey Stapleton at North Montgomery. Hit the ball well. Got himself aboard. One ball, no strikes. Out of set. Isaac Mock. Here comes a 1-0 pitch to Stapleton. Low and outside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Isaac Mock trying to paint that outside edge. Misses low. He'll step back in the rubber. Look at signals out of the stretch. Now the set. There comes a 2-0 to Stapleton. Breaking pitch right across the dish. Hit the front of the dish right below the kneecaps. That's the vantage point. That's the goal. Make it a strike when it goes across the front side, the front lip of the plate. Plate 17 by 17. Here comes the pitch. Foul one back in front of the screen. Knights dugout. Might have got inside. Caden Minnick tried to slow it up. 2-2 count. Two outs. Knights have a runner at third base. It's Tyler Fox. In the batter's box, Mikey Stapleton. Here comes a 2-2 from Mock. Going to be a foul ball. Full swing. Off the dirt. Got him on the leg. Pops around. Mikey Stapleton picks it up. Hands it to the umpire. Umpire says it's good. Throws it back to Isaac Mock. As you know this. That ball would have been thrown out in a AAA game. The Indians. Victor Field. And definitely thrown out in a Major League game. Two balls, two strikes. Right here in the batter's box, Mikey Stapleton. Out of the set, here's the pitch. He'll take a drive to shortstop. It'll be a line shot, but it had a little bit of slow-up momentum on it. It's caught by the shortstop, Isaac Russell. And the Knights leave one aboard at third base. So the hitting department is going to only escalate from here. So they're hitting the ball and getting on base. A lot of upside left in this ball game. After two complete, Logansport Berries 1, Central Catholic Knights 0. We'll mention just a little bit about the MLB. Not sure if you know, but I found this out last week. It said the catcher was tipping signals for Aaron Judge. Not sure I didn't see it, but they put that on Facebook. They showed it. They had the announcers for that ball game talking about it. And Aaron Judge homered because he knew what pitch was on the way. That's not fun. He caught Aaron Judge. He caught his eyes looking down at the catcher's signal. But anyway, Aaron Judge can hit the ball. He can hit the cover off the baseball. No question, 6'7", swings a good bat. Kind of puts you to mind of 6'7" Mitchell Dean. I tell you what, that sectional at Northwestern is going to be a doozy. Mitchell Dean going to represent Western Panthers, and they're going to play North Montgomery in game one And I think that's on Wednesday, next Wednesday, the 24th. First pitch from Schumer, top of the third inning, going to be popped up. Second base out in the grass. Making a catch for the Knights is Mikey Stapleton. There's one out. That fly out by Isaac Mock. Isaac Mock, the pitcher, he bats righty. Let's draw back to the dugout. Next batter going to step in for Logan Sport. Going to be the leadoff batter in this ballgame, Isaac Russell. He's going to take a drive. He's going to have to float it out of play right side. No balls, one strike. Isaac Russell. Isaac Russell's played in 27 games. Isaac Russell, 102 plate appearances, 92 at-bats. That's entering the ballgame. Pitch comes in low and away. One ball, one strike. Isaac Russell batting 424 in that right-handed batter's box. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, just missed. Count goes 2-1. Isaac Russell got a 471 on base percentage. He leads the team with 39 hits this season. You know, float one first base. Probably would have landed, I'm going to say it landed fair. Nevertheless, it's caught. A little floater line drive to first base caught by T.J. Bell. There are two out here in the top of the third inning. Stepping into bat, going to be number six, Jeremiah Miller. Jeremiah Miller, he's also played in 27 games. So at 28 games under their belt, I have stats for 27. We're thankful. Going to float one foul on the left field line and end up near the bullpen. That's number six, Jeremiah Miller. Count goes 1-1. Miller has played appearances of 98, 78 at-bats, batting 372. Breaking pitch, finish inside. Ball two, a good call by the umpire. He's got a 490 on-base percentage. That's Jeremiah Miller. Here comes the 2-1. He's going to float another one out of play even further, right side. So count goes 2-2. Jeremiah Miller steps back in. He's got 29 hits on the season. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch, finishes low and away. Count goes 3-2. Jeremiah Miller, he's got four doubles, one triple. He's got 14 RBI. He'll take a stroke, third base on the ground. Picked up there by Ryan Elsner. It's off target and going to be safe at first base, Jeremiah Miller. So timeout on the time. Safe first, going to reach on air. Two outs. Going to be a courtesy runner. Jogging out to do the running is number 16, Shamari Giddings. Shamari Giddings, he's a senior. He's listed as an outfielder. Where's number 16? Going to run the bases at first base for Jeremiah Miller, the catcher. So courtesy runner at first. Stepping in the bat to three-hitter number 7, Grayson Long. Grayson first base for the Berries. Working out a stretch. Now the set, first pitch to Long is a little bit up as the umpire shows. So ball one, three-hitter, number 7, Grayson Long. Two outs on the diamond. Working from the stretch, now the set. Pickoff move, Ryan Schumer. Tag applied, C.J. Bell. Back safely is number 16, Shamari Giddings. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set, here's the pitch. Taken off for second base. Throw comes in to put the tag on. Throw by Jackson Kane was a frozen rope. They put the tag on, I believe that was number 11, Mikey Stapleton. Nevertheless, the out was recorded at second base. So the Knights get out of the inning. And the Knights come back here in the bottom of the third. It's still a one-run ball game. One run, a home run. We'll hope it don't end up like the Carmel game from last year. That was a one-run ball game from a home run. From the four-hitter, left center field, that was the only offense for both teams last year. That was Zach Carmel. We'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Fair, Century 21, Sheets Company. Real estate agent, real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Fair. Lisa has more than 20 plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Fair by cellular phone or by text message 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Fair, 317-513-4086. Stepping in, Ryan Elsner. Right handed batter, where's number 4? Working out of stretch, now the set. Isaac Mock. First pitch, base hit to left center. Gonna get another base hit. He's got a good stroke. He's got the good hand over fist type of swing, and that was evident right there. So Ryan Elsner is aboard, nobody out. Next batter gonna step in for the night. It's gonna be Caden Minnick. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Looking for signals. He'll step in. Left-handed batter. Second time at the plate for Caden Minnick. Peering in, looking at signals. Pickoff move, first base, throws it away again. Throws it back to the bullpen. Ryan Elsner at the deep foul territory. Ryan Elsner goes in sliding feet first. Not sure if Coach Bordenay was waving him over. But once he slid, Coach Bordenay said, hold up. So he slid in there, and there's a conversation by the umpires. They might be talking about obstruction. No, they're going to say Ryan Elsner was held up. We'll double check this. They're going to say Ryan Elsner might have caused an I'm not sure. It's either interference or obstruction. Interference is a call that's on the offense, and obstruction is a call that's on the defense. So they're talking it over right now out in front of the third base dugout. Coach Dan Fry and home plate umpire talking it over. See what they're going to do. So the home plate umpire is going to go back out, join the conversation with Coach Bordenay and the B position, I should say C position umpire at that moment. I take that back. He was probably in B. He was probably left side of the mound if you're looking at home plate. That'd be the right side, first base side, I should say. And their conversation right now going on. Coach Bordenay. Say, well, you're not going to get much by Coach Bordenay. He's got a steel trap up there between his ears. That's in a good way. Some people say a memory like an elephant. I held back on that one until just then. So they're going to talk about it. There's going to be more conversation. So they allowed Coach Bordenay to say what he wanted to say, and then they step away, and the two umpires are going to talk about it amongst themselves. So it's about like in a courtroom, about, probably a bad analogy I'm trying to say there, but the two judges are talking about it right now. So they're still talking about it. I'm not sure if Ryan Elsner might have bumped legs with the first baseman after the ball got by, which didn't allow the first baseman to go after the baseball. They're going to give Ryan Elsner third base. So it's going to be the opposite. They're going to say something in the neighborhood that maybe the first baseman, Grayson Long, don't quote me on this, Grayson Long might have somehow voluntarily bumped in some fashion Ryan Elsner, which didn't allow him to get to second base. But I'm not sure that's right. I didn't see an arm out. Usually the umpire will put an arm straight out from their body, letting them know that he's going to get the next base free, even if he's thrown out. So working from the stretch, now the set, Ryan Elsner is at third base. Caden Minnick in the batter's box. Pitch comes in high and away. and they'll go back to the rubber. One ball, no strikes. Left-handed batter's box, Caden Minnick. He's played in 21 ball games. Caden Minnick, he was coming off the mend. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. He'll take a stroke first base. Sharp hit. Grayson Long couldn't hold it. That's going to be a base hit. That was sharply hit. Immediately to Grayson Long. It got by him, ended up in foul territory. And it's going to be an RBI, likely going to be a single for Caden Minnick. And coming in to tie the ball game right there at third base is number four, Ryan Elsner. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Dan Fry going to walk out. Going to talk with his infield. And Ryan Elsner comes in to score run number two. Take a back. Run number eight. Ryan Elsner has eight runs scored this season. And again, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. That's Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by dialing 317-758-5886. Again, that number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. Target Sports, reach them on Facebook at Larson & Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. That's all what it's about. It's not about getting on the news. Working from the stretch. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the set. It'll be a throw over. First base. Nonchalant. Work that throw once again. Right-handed batter's box is Evan Dienhart. Number 24 for the Knights. He's played in all 26 games. He'll square the bunt. He'll go first baseline. He'll be picked up. Mock, he'll throw to first base. So Evan Dienhart moves the runner. Caden Minnick now at second base. Mission accomplished for Evan Dienhart. He'll move the runner, will not be charged and add back for the sacrifice. So nobody out. Runner in scoring position. Second base, Caden Minnick. Stepping in, Ryan Schumer. Let's see if Ryan Schumer can duplicate what we saw in the top of the first, excuse me, top of the second. He'll take a good stroke on that one. It'll go foul. Right of first base. Lightning bat for Ryan Schumer. Very similar to Tristan Kitchell. We may likely see another one over the scoreboard. Ryan Schumer. Senior Ryan Schumer. Working out of set. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Isaac Mock. Inside, it's called a strike. Going to call that a strike. There's no way he could have got around on that ball. It would have hit the handle of the bat. Cam goes 0-2. Left-handed batter. It's hard to call a severe strike inside on the lefty. You know they don't like it. Here comes the pitch. Back up the middle. Crawling out, going to sprawl out, couldn't get it. Good effort by the shortstop, Isaac Russell. They'll throw it in the home, off target. And Caden Minnick crosses the plate, and the Knights go up one. So Ryan Schumer gets himself to second base. Ryan Schumer numerically on the way to a cycle. Wouldn't that be good? So runner aboard at second base. It's going to be Ryan Schumer. He'll run. Right-handed batter's box. We're going to see number 18, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell, he's played in 24 games. Right-handed batter, as mentioned in the senior mentions before the game, T.J. Bell, pretty good contributor for Brian May's football team. Here comes the pitch. It'll be a base. It's going to be a shot to third base. They're going to get the out. They're going to get the double play. T.J. Bell hit a shot to third base. Cooper Smith gloved it on the line rope. Threw immediately back to second base. and Brennan Goforth. The throw volume off the target of the bag, but Goforth reached over with that left leg and tapped the bag prior to Schumer being able to get back. Not a lot you can do with that type of play. They just happen. So the Knights come up with two runs in the bottom of the third inning after three. Knights two, Berries one. We'll also mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Discount Copies. We'll mention Discount Copies. They have customized notepads, invitations for all occasions, large format printing, black, white, and in color, business cards, carbonless forms, and much, much more. Stop in and meet the staff. Discount Copies, they're open weekdays, 8:30 to 5 p.m. By phone, you can reach them at 317-773-8783. Again, their number is 317-773-8783. That's Discount Copies. They're located at the west edge of Noblesville. They're right to, or right next to, 32 Bowling Alley. That's 32 Bowl. And they're right behind Pizza Hut. They're along State Road 32. Right there in Noblesville. They do quality work, and they are quick. They get things done quickly. Try to meet your need. And they do a whole bunch of different stuff there. They've renovated their place. It's a lot more friendlier. Say what? And during the winter times, during COVID, they put in a pickup window outside. You place your order from there. You come back. You pick it up from there. Right now, they'd let you go inside because that COVID word is hopefully just going to become a word. So stepping into bat, right-handed batter. Stepping in is number 7, Grayson Long. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Ryan Schumer. Grayson Long played in all 28 games. Grayson Long has been hit by pitch 7 times outside of ball. Grayson Long, 95 plate appearances, 83 at-bats, batting .373, .432 on base percentage. Pitch comes in high for ball two. Two balls, one strike. Grayson Long, he has 31 hits on the season in 28 games. Take that back, that's 27 games. It's going to be a stroke one down the left field line. It's going to float in and just land fast. I mean, just going to land fair. About less than a foot off that line. And Grayson Long gets himself aboard with a base hit. So Grayson Long, another hit to add to that total. As a matter of fact, Grayson Long has 3 round trippers this season, along with number 8 round trippers on the season. That's Dylan Pearson. So right-handed batter's box, stepping in. Going to take a drive to left field. It's going to be right at Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox didn't have to move a whole lot. Made the catch. So he'll fly out to left field. Got a pretty good sweet spot on the bat. Might not have had his best swing, but you got to admit that wind is blowing from left field to right field. So pretty much a little bit of a slow up on that baseball. Stepping in, left-handed batter last time up, did a home run over the scoreboard with nobody on. So stepping back in, the 5-hitter, where's number 12, Tristan Kitchell. Tristan Kitchell, 27 games. He checks his swing. It's called strike. Regardless if he's swung or not, it's a called strike. Count goes 0-1. Tristan Kitchell, 27 games. He's also been hit by pitch 7 times. Backdoor curveball, he took a healthy cut. He was looking for an encore performance on that swing. No balls, 2 strikes. He's batting .300, .481 on base percentage. Working out a stretch, now a set. Here's the 0-2. Backdoor curveball, misses outside. Count goes 1-2. Before the game, he had 18 hits. 1 double. He had 2 triples. Step back in. He's got 30 RBI. Taking off for second base. Going to float one to shortstop. He's not going to make his way back to first base. Evan DeHart makes the catch, makes an easy throw to first base to T.J. Bell. And the Knights get out of the inning in similar fashion as the Logansport Berries did in the top of the fourth. I should say the bottom of the third. There we go. And the Knights are going to bat here in the bottom of the fourth inning. We do thank you for tuning in. We thank our support sponsors for helping to make this game possible. We'll mention another support sponsor on this ball game is Mr. Fritz. It's John Fritz Schrödinger. John Fritz and Fishers.com since 1983. Yeah, we'll mention he recently had a sign made for both sides of a perpendicular sign frame there along 116th Street in Fishers. It says 40th anniversary. FritzandFishers.com. Well, Mitchell, they have great cars, great prices, great customers. You can dial them up at their dealership in Fishers, 8599 East 116th Street. You can dial them up at 317-842-2228. Again, their number is 317-842-2228. The second location, Hamilton County. 2400 Westfield Road, Noblesville, Indiana. You can dial them up at 317-773-2232. Again, that's 317-773-2232. You can explore their quality used car inventory. FritzandFishers.com. Stepping into bat, Jackson Kane. As the sun comes out once again, here's the pitch. Outside of ball. A bit tall and outside. Kane takes it for ball one. Jackson Kane, member of the sophomore class, played quite a bit a year ago as a freshman. Pitch comes in, he'll float one out of play. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Jackson Kane's played in all 26 games. 86 plate appearances, 69 at-bats. He played 319, he's raising that average. Each game, he got a 422. On base percentage, here comes a 1-1 pitch. Breaking pitch finishes away. A lot of breaking pitches for high school pitchers. That's a pretty good arsenal to have. Probably a prerequisite for your coach. Out of a set, here comes the pitch. Inside and tight. Jackson had to raise the bat where it nearly got him on the pectoral muscles. So count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes a 3-1 to Jackson. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Foul tip, signaled by the home plate umpire in the glove. Same result. Count goes 3-2. Outfield playing Jackson straight away. Right field playing in just a bit. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. The call now, that was a breaking pitch. Probably a good call by the home plate umpire. He'll walk back to the dugout. There's one out here in the bottom of the fourth. It's a 2-1 ball game. Knights in front. Tyler Fox going to step back in. Tyler Fox swinging a good bat. Working from a stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. One ball, no strikes. Peering in, looking at signals, out of stretch. Now the set for Isaac Mock. Here comes a pitch to Tyler Fox. Sets his swing, lets it go by. Home plate umpire agrees. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Right-handed batter, Tyler Fox. Fox batting 245 on the season. Let's take a breaking pitch. It'll go across the dish. Nicely placed pitch by Isaac Mock. Two balls, one strike. Stepping back in the rubber. That's Isaac Mock. Here's Tyler Fox. Looks like about the same pitch. Home plate umpire said it's just above the zone. Three balls, one strike. 1 o'clock p.m. on the wristwatch. 3-1 count. Here comes the pitch from Mox. Right there, he brought it down just a little. Breaking pitch called strike. Count goes 3-2. 3-2 count. Tyler Fox, he plays left field. He can play anywhere in the outfield. Here comes the pitch. Low and away, ball 4. So Tyler Fox is going to jog down to first base. Tyler Fox is going to pick up walk number 2 on the season. Walk number 2, Tyler Fox with a pretty good disciplined at-bat right there. Quite a bit on the season. He's maybe been a bit aggressive. So stepping in the bat, Brent Robbins. Brent Robbins is going to step in. Right-handed batter. Working from wind-up, excuse me, a stretch. First pitch comes in. Time out at home plate. Time out called, actually. Let's step back in. Working out a stretch, now set. Here comes the pitch from Robbins. Going to pop one, foul territory, way back. Out of play. No balls, one strike. Out of box. At first base, Bren Robbins in the batter's box. So he stepped back in, pickoff move. First base, nonchalant. No balls, one strike. Stepping back in the rubber, Isaac Mock. Right-handed batter's box, Brent Robbins. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. We'll take a drive. He'll float it to right field. Going to move the right fielder to his right. He'll make the catch. That's Caden Lucero. Lucero makes a good catch in right field. Staying put at first base is Tyler Fox. So next batter going to step in for the Knights. It's going to be number 11, Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton, good play there at second base. Working from the stretch, now the set, Isaac Mock. Pickoff move, nonchalant. Good spin move. Throw made, nonchalant, picked up there. By Grayson Long, tosses it back. Isaac Mock out of stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball, a little bit tall. Mikey Stapleton, right-handed batter's box. Played in 13 games. This is 14. Mikey Stapleton, attention to the plate. 24 times, 18 at-bats. On-base percentage of .286. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Outside edge. Breaking pitch, got the dish. Jump goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Working from the stretch, looking at first base. Modestly there at first base, but Tyler Fox will get back safely. Fox probably could get maybe another step or maybe almost two. Going to be safe, going to play it safe. Got a runner on the pond, got a duck on the pond. Here comes a set, here comes a pitch. Stapleton. Upstairs, a ball. Count goes 2-1. Mikey Stapleton, 2 balls, 1 strike. Mikey Stapleton, going to step back in. It's a member of the freshman class. Looking out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes a 2-1. Outside of ball with a breaking pitch. 3 balls, 1 strike. Tyler Fox at first base, stepping in the rubber. Tyler will get his lead. Working from a stretch, looked at first base, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Off the glove, strike called. Might have closed the glove a tad bit early there. Jeremiah Miller off the glove. Move him to his right, pick it up outside the dirt area. And Tyler Fox takes second base. 3-2 count to Stapleton. Tyler Fox at second base. Out of the stretch. Now the triple set. Isaac Mock. Here's the pitch. Going to take one to second base. for the third out in the inning. A line shot. Pretty good shot off the bat here of Mikey Stapleton. Caught at second base. It's Brennan Goforth. Brennan Goforth makes the play. So the Knights are out of the inning. Knights lead one aboard. And after four complete innings, Knights 2, Berries 1. The Berries going to bat in the top of the fifth. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Sign Production. Sign Production, a business with a good sign, is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising, large-format signage, vehicle graphics and lettering, banners and window lettering. That's Sign Production since 1985. You can dial them up at their phone number. You can also text message 317-946-2424. Again, that's 317-946-2424. As they throw one down to second base, Jackson Kane jogs back behind the dish. Stepping back in the rubber, staying on the rubber, the pitcher from the windup. Ryan Schumer stepping in to bat. Number 11, Brennan Goforth, batting in the sixth spot. He's going to take a drive to center field. Put some air underneath it, almost standing still, moving to his left. A few steps, making the catch is Brennan Robbins. There's one out here in the top of the fifth. The next batter going to step in. For Logansport, number 8, Dylan Pearson. As mentioned, Dylan Pearson stepping in. 79 at-bats, 65 official at-bats. He's batting an even 200. He'll take a first pitch, strike, called. The count goes 0-1. Goforth is batting, on base percentage of 342. Breaking pitch, he'll take a swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Goforth has 13 hits on the season. Two are doubles. One's a triple. He has 3 home runs. He'll take a drive, base hit on the ground. Going to go into left field between third base and shortstop. So take the 0-2 pitch. Base hit to left field. So Dylan Pearson working right there. Next batter to step in is Cooper Smith. Cooper Smith wears number 2. In 27 games, 83 plate appearances, 61 at-bats. First pitch from Schumer. Swing and miss, Cooper Smith. Count goes 0-1. They'll check the numbers on the wristband or on the, they'll put it back in that left back pocket. Working from a stretch, now a set. Pickoff move, Ryan Schumer first base, back safely, head first, easily. At first base is Dylan Pearson. Out of the stretch, now the set, taking off for second base is Pearson. Swing and a miss. And the swing almost might have brought Cooper Smith out in front of the plate. Jackson Kane couldn't make the throw he wanted. But no call at all. Count goes 0-2. So safe at second base, Dylan Pearson. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count goes, they'll draw back to the dugout, actually. And stepping into bat, we're going to see the ninth hitter. Number 1, Isaac Mock. Isaac Mock does the pitching in this ballgame for Logansport. Isaac Mock played in 27 games, according to my notes here. 277 on base percentage. Right-handed batter's box. Breaking pitch. Ryan Schumer nearly got him. And I've heard the saying, well, you should wear that, and I wouldn't have doubted it. It was a slow curveball. He'll step back in. Count goes 1-0. Working out a stretch. Now he'll step off the back. Ryan Schumer. He'll step back in. Right-handed batter, Isaac Mock. There comes the pitch. Short hops the glove. Nice stop outside by Jackson Kane, you're going to be a timeout on the surface. Coach Borden, you're going to talk right there primarily with his pitcher and his catcher. You're going to invite T.J. Bell to the meeting. They're going to talk it over right there, Ryan Schumer, as the sun comes out once again. And I will also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Beach. Indiana Beach, campground and RV resort. It's pretty close to Logansport, hop, skip, and a jump at 2732 Northwest Schaefer Drive, Monticello, Indiana, 47960. You can dial them up at 574-583-4141 and get yourself a season pass. Buy one for each of your family members. Just $69.99. Back in the stretch, here comes the pitch. Inside a ball. Count goes three balls, no strikes. Isaac Mock in the right-handed batter's box. We'll see if the tape sign is on. Runner at second base is Dylan Pearson. Pickoff move. A little bit off target, but a nice catch by Evan Dienhart as Dienhart covers. 3-0 count. Peering in, looking at signals on the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Outside, ball four. Ryan Schumer almost kind of trying to guide the baseball at this particular juncture. So a four-pitch walk issued to the pitcher of Logansport, Isaac Mock. Runners at first and second base. Going to get a new baseball. Not going to be denied a new ball. As mentioned, to score runs while you do not occupy the ball in a baseball game. The rest of the game didn't include a ball. It's different. Breaking pitch. Just missed, evidently. The breaking pitch above the dish. Broke away. That's been a bit high. Count goes 1-0. Appearing in signal. Out of set, here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Strike called. Might have been that makeup call like we talked about in basketball. You don't want to see it. Baseball a little bit different. One ball, one strike. Inside and high. Ball two. Jackson King comes up out of his crouch to catch that one. 2-1 count. Runners at first and second base. Peering in looking at singles. Schumer. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking pitch. It's Isaac Russell, leadoff batter in the ballgame. He's at first for the Berries. Here comes the pitch from Schumer. Outside of ball. Jackson King, another good stop. Back in. Short hop for Jackson King. Jump goes 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Isaac Russell, here comes the pitch. Outside, ball four, and the runners will advance 90 feet. So the bases are all occupied. Berries have loaded the bases. Next batter in the lineup is going to be Jeremiah Miller. Jeremiah Miller is going to step in. Right-handed batter's box. He wears number six. He's batting 372. 490 on base percentage. Out of the windup, Ryan Schumer, first pitch. Strike call, breaking pitch. Across the dish, Jeremiah Miller in disagreement. You can tell by his body language. Here comes the 0-1 from Schumer. Outside, ball one. Breaking pitch, finished away. Good block once again by Jackson Kane. Working from the windup, 1-1 pitch. Going to be a shot to first base. T.J. Bell tries to glove it. It bounces off his leg. It was a shot. It was a skimmer, one hop, right now off of T.J. Bell. So run comes in to score. It's going to be an RBI and a single, I'm sure, off of Jeremiah, for Jeremiah Miller. And he'll jog back to the dugout and he'll put his gear on. So Miller gets an RBI, ties the ball game at two. Two outs on the diamond. Bases are still loaded. Stepping in, Grayson Long, the three-hitter. Pitch comes in. He'll take a drive to right center. It's going to get down. It's going to be in the gap. They're going to score one. Going to score a second run. Cade Mink throws it in. They'll throw the plate. They'll get a pickle at home plate. And they're going to get the out at home plate. They do pick up three. Excuse me. They pick up two. Coach Dan Fry going to run out there and ask the home plate umpire what he saw. And they're going to talk about the tag. They've already called it, and I don't think it was a bad call from this vantage point. And they're going to be friendly there. It's all a friendly game. And they do pick up two. Two off the bat is Grayson Long. Grayson Long hit a shot to right center field. Picked up near the warning track by Caden Minnick. So, new pitcher in the ballgame, I believe so. We'll try to capture that number here in a moment. So, three runs in, and the Berries go up 4-2. 4-2, and we're going to the bottom of the fifth. Knights are going to bat. And then get some warm-up tosses. Right there. Right-handed pitcher. For Logansport. Stepping back in right there. So they're going to go with number eight, Dylan Pearson. He's a pitcher, an infielder, an outfielder. Dylan Pearson comes in from center field to pitch. We'll mention Dylan Pearson. Where's number eight? Dylan Pearson has thrown 49 and a third innings thus far this season. 2.41 ERA. He's got four wins, one loss. This is appearance number 12. And he's allowed 46 hits, 26 runs. 17 of those runs are earned. He's walked 19, struck out 41. He has faced 212 batters. He has not given up a home run. Stepping in, Ryan Elsner. Ryan Elsner last time got himself aboard as a base hit. Now the windup, first pitch. Strike call, fastball, right across the dish. We'll step back in. Working from the windup. Dylan Pearson, here's the pitch. Outside edge fastball. Strike called. So no balls, two strikes. Working from the windup, two signals. Here comes the pitch. Swing and miss. He'll go down swinging. There's one out. The bottom of the fifth. So next batter going to step in for the Knights. It's going to be number 20, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick going to bat third time in the ballgame. Stepping in, left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, Dylan Pearson. Healthy catch, swinging a miss. Go step back in. Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick batting 275 on the season. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, back door. Didn't get a lot of break, but the pitch is thrown probably almost the outside half as the plate broke in. Kemzo's 0-2. New pitcher in the ballgame. Swung on. I take that back. Let it go by. Upstairs, ball one. One ball, two strikes. A new pitcher in the ballgame. He's throwing some fastballs. He's got some velocity. Here comes the pitch. When the swing starts to protect the dish. Might have swung at ball two, but kept himself alive in the batter's box. 2-2 count. I take that back. 1-2. Turn in, looking at signals. Dylan Pearson, here's the pitch to Caden Minnick. It's like a base hit to right field. A two-hop in the glove of right fielder Caden Lucero. So Caden Minnick getting himself aboard more frequently. The next batter to step into the night is going to be number 24, Evan Dienhart. Right-handed batter. couple of signals given, one out here in the bottom of the fifth. It's a 4-2 ball game. Berry's in front. Out of the stretch, out of the set. There's the pitch. Outside edge, strike called. No balls, one strike. Evan Jeanhart, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Signals given. Working from the stretch, now the set. Dylan Pearson. Going to pop one foul, right side. It's going to float out of play. Evan Jeanhart, right-handed batter's box. No balls, two strikes. Choke up off the knob just a bit. At first base, Caden Minnick got himself aboard with a base hit to right field. Here comes a pickoff move, nonchalant, for Pearson. So he's going to get warmed up with that pickoff move at first base. Out of the set. Here comes a pitch. Low for a ball, balls in the dirt. Good block by Jeremiah Miller. Kept it in front of him. Caden Minnick had nowhere to go but back to first. 1-2 count. Peering in, looking at signals. Dylan Pearson looks at first base out of the stretch. Now the set. Here comes a 1-2. Outside, ball 2. 2-2 count. Evan Jeanhart, right-handed batter's box. Step back in. Signals given. On that sequence by Coach Bordenay. 2-2 count, timeout. Right-handed batter's box. Evan Jeanhart. Something in the eye there. Dirt floating around. Kind of blowing in a little bit. Kind of aiding the pitcher at the moment. Working out a stretch. Now a set. There's a 2-2 pitch. You're going to take one to right field. Base hit. Over the glove of Long at first base. Goes into right field. Picked up by Caden Lucero. Knights have two aboard. So Ryan Schumer going to step in. Ryan Schumer swinging a good bat. Ryan Schumer looking for the base hit. Wind's kind of blowing in from right field. Little bit of resistance for a pull shot by Schumer, but he can go the other way. That left field line is wide open. Out of the set, Dylan, here's the pitch. Inside, a ball nearly got him. Nearly got Ryan Schumer. He got out of the way. Ryan Schumer wants to bat. Ryan Schumer on the season has been hit by pitch 5 times. He's tied with Evan Jeanhart for the team lead. Alvin Stett checks second base. Checks it again. Here's the pitch. Low. We're going to get by the wickets. Jeremiah Miller are going to go back to the cement slab. He's got a pad right there. It bounces off. So Jeremiah Miller didn't have to retrieve it clear back to the screen. But both runners reading the dirt move up 90 feet each. Runners on second and third. Jeanhart at second. Kate Minnick at third, working out a windup. Here comes a 2-0 to Schumer. He's going to take it the other way. It's going to have some air under it. It's going to be caught by the left fielder. It's going to be overthrown. They're going to try to steal home, take home. And Schumer is going to be called out. And I'm not quite sure that's going to be a favorable call for quite a few nights here on the diamond. But he's going to be called out at the plate. So, Caden Minnick came off the bag on the line shot to left field. It was caught by Tristan Kitchell. Tristan Kitchell threw it into the infield. They threw the ball away. And by that time, Caden Minnick was trying to get back to the base. He did. And then when the ball got away, he tried to go home. And as he tried to go home, the throw came in, a head first slide. Kind of looked like he might have got his hand in there, maybe up to the elbow. But the tag was made, and they call it out. So we'll go to the top of the sixth inning. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com. Since 2008, PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devil football. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devil basketball. in Hamilton Heights. Lady Husky basketball along with Central Catholic Knights. And we'll mention baseball in the spring, Central Catholic Knights baseball. We welcome you to continue listening to High School Sports. And we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. So back out on the rubber is Ryan Schumer. Conversation right there. Around the on-deck circle. It's all good. And so one down to second base. A bounce in there. Throws taken by Ryan Elster. Flip put the ball back in the glove of Ryan Schumer. First batter going to happen here for the Berries. At top of the sixth. Going to be number six, Jeremiah Miller. Take that back. Let me take that back. Number 10, Caden Lucero. Caden Lucero was busy in right field. In a float one right side, foul territory, down near the bullpen. No balls, one strike. So we're going to set back in a right-handed batter's box. Here comes a wind in the pitch. Breaking pitch, tries to check his swing. Pretty difficult to check that one in a call made by the home plate umpire. Here goes 0-2. Working from the windup, here comes the wind, the 0-2 pitch. Going to float one out of play, right side. And end up back in the back 40. He'll step back in with that 0-2 count. That's number 10, Caden Lucero. Here comes the pitch from Schumer. Outside of ball, nice block by Jackson Kane. Count goes 1-2. So we'll step back in, right-handed batter's box. Number 10, Caden Lucero. He's batting 306. Here comes the pitch. Going to take one. Left center field, shallow, backing up in the grass, caught by Evan Jeanhart. There's one out here in the top of the sixth inning. 4-2 ball game. Knights and the Berries. Say what, the Berries, they are a nice organization. Their athletic director, very kind and generous. First pitch comes in there from Schumer, breaking pitch. Back door to number 12, Tristan Kitchell. Tristan Kitchell got the jog of bases in his first at-bat. Backdoor curveball. He'll take a shot to the left center. Called for by Brent Robbins. He makes the catch. Tristan Kitchell, I tell you what, he's got a bat. Sometimes it's about like a Ken Griffey Jr. Ken Griffey Jr. type of swing. Some people are blessed with a good swing, and then some people have to work at getting a better swing. Tristan Kitchell, that's the way to talk about him. He's got 8 home runs on the season. Picks up there, second base, Mikey Stapleton. A point-blank toss right there to T.J. Bell. Pretty difficult to catch a point-blank range baseball with that velocity. So safe at first base. Brennan Goforth. Goforth is at first base. Stepping into bat. Dylan Pearson, he is the pitcher of record. Second pitcher in the ballgame for the Berries. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, perfectly placed by Ryan Schumer, taken for a strike. Peering in, looking at signals, out of stretch. Long peer, checks first base. Now out of set, here's the pitch. Same pitch, back to the mound, and Ryan Schumer will toss it underhanded to T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell handled that ball pretty good. So the Knights are out of the inning. So the Knights go back in the bottom of the sixth after 5.5. Berries 4, Knights 2. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located 1451 East. 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. That's Reynolds Farm Equipment. You can reach them on the web at reynoldsfarmequipment.com. They have more than one location. Check them out on the web. And right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment is Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, 7 a.m. to 12 noon, You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. Titus Bakery and Deli, and right there is Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment, their hours of operation are 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They're closed on Sunday. And we'll mention that you can grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli. They're along UX 31 in northern Hamilton County. Stepping in the back, right into batter's box, number 18, T.J. Bell. Working from the windup, Dylan Pearson. Here comes the first pitch. Outside edge, just a bit outside, and low. Count goes 1-0 to T.J. Bell. Steps back in. Here comes a whine and the pitch. Checks the swing. He might check at first base. No, no. They'll say no. And he did not go. So T.J. Bell, two balls, no strikes. Steps back in. Working from the windup, Dylan Pearson. Here comes the 2-0. Outside edge, strike called. Painted the corner. Those are the type of pitches the umpires can't avoid calling a strike, even though it probably isn't, according to a 17-inch plate. Here comes a 2-1. 3-1 count. T.J. Bell, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. You know, step back in. T.J. Bell, 279 average. That average is climbing for T.J. Bell. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball four. But T.J. Bell, in the running lane, ends up at first base. So we're going to have a courtesy runner go out. It's going to be Lucas Gerke, number 10. Lucas Gerke at first base. T.J. Bell going to take a breather. Got some bullpen activity down the right field line for the Knights. Home plate umpire making a little markings on his miniature stenographer's pad. He has to write a lot of stuff down. Probably should pay him time and a half for his extra effort. At least time and a quarter. They probably get the same pay. So next batter in the lineup is going to be Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, right-handed batter, stepping in, straightaway stance. Working out a stretch, now the set. Checks first, here's the pitch. The full swing, going to be his third baseline, just foul. Close to getting him in the box, he just bounced off the dirt. And barely foul, looked like a full swing bunt. But he'll walk back, get his bat. There's stay on the lip of the grass at third base, that's Cooper Smith. Cooper Smith getting ready to defend a bunt. Probably not going to see a bunt from Jackson, I'm not sure. No balls, one strike out of a set. Here comes the 0-1 to no pickoff. Back safely, head first, is Lucas Gerke. Gerke doing the running for T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell drew a walk. Here comes the pitch. Short hops the glove. Nice stop by Jeremiah Miller. Jeremiah Miller saves 90 feet of base travel for Gerke. Let's step back in. Jackson Kane taps the plate. One ball, one strike. Nice batting in the bottom of the sixth inning. Down two runs. Here's the pitch. Going to foul one right side. Going to be near the bullpen. No bullpen activity. There was some. Not at the moment. So count goes 1-2 to Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane batting 319 on the season. 422 on base percentage. He's got 22 hits this season. Pickoff move, back safely, head first, is Gerke. One ball, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals, now out of the set. Time called in the right-handed batter's box. Jackson Kane, he'll step out. A lot of concentration time. When you got a guy throwing near 80 miles per hour, you don't want to have to concentrate too long. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. Oh, my goodness. going to call him out. And I'm Jiminy. I don't like to talk like that on this microphone. I apologize. Because that was just, whoa. Well, if you want to take the bat out of a player's hands, he might as well walk up to the plate without one. Stepping in. With a bat. 14, Tyler Fox. Outside edge, and that was outside. I'm going to get fired, but maybe I'll get rehired. I guess you'd get fired from somewhat volunteer. Pickoff move at first base, back safely, is Gerke. Lucas Gerke's doing a good job running the bases, reading that right-hander back heel. No balls, one strike. Tyler Fox hitting the ball. Swing and a miss. Might have thought a little bit late there to swing. Count goes 0-2. Tyler Fox going to step in. And 245. 245, 315 on base. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. One ball, two strikes. Stepping back in the rubber, Dylan Pearson. Peering in, looking at signals. Off of first base, just a bit. Here comes the pitch. The 1-2. Going to poke one to right field. Going to put the air under it. It's going to be, it's going to land if it's fair. It's a foul ball as the wind blows it. And right fielder, Caden Lucero, might have not caught that one up with the sunlight. I know what he's talking about. I've been there. But that ball did blow foul. It started out probably an eighth of the field fair, and the wind blew it out beyond the foul line. So, stepping back in, Tyler Fox. Same kill, 1-2. One runner aboard. Nice batting in the bottom of the sixth inning. Out of the set. Here comes the pitch. You know, foul one out of play. Straight back. Threw a feint of box with that 1-2 count. Tyler Fox getting real close. Real close right there to that quality at-bat plateau. Working out a stretch, peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss, drop third. Will be tagged at home plate, but there was one out. Now there's two. First base was occupied. Next batter going to step in, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins, center fielder. We'll step back in, right-handed batter's box. Still aboard, first base. Lucas Gerke, two out. Out of set, first pitch to Robbins. Ground ball, second base. Going to be fielded. Bren Goforth throws on to Grayson Long, gets the foot out. Knights are out of the inning. Knights leave one aboard. And the Berries are going to bat in the bottom of the, excuse me, top of the seventh. Top of the seventh inning, game one. Harrison, Raiders are on hand. They're going to wear the basically brown, we'll call it dark bronze uniforms with the orange numerals. And they're getting kind of loosened up on the outer areas, and the Knights and the Harrison Raiders will play next. So getting some warm-up tosses. Schumer. Ryan Schumer has gone the distance. Ryan Schumer getting some work in today's ball game. They're going to throw one down at second base. Jackson Kane. The frozen rope, Jackson Kane. Picked up there by Evan Genehart. They'll throw it around the infield. They'll put it back in the glove of Ryan Schumer. So there will be some changes in the lineup for Logansport. Might see some different batters in this top of the seventh inning. There's the first one. Right-handed batter going to step in. 22, Caden Walker. 22, Caden Walker. He's a sophomore. Breaking pitch. He stayed in the box. They're going to keep him in the box. That's turnabout fair play. But I don't know. I think the first call on Evan Dienhart was the right call. But Evan Dienhart, he didn't care a whole lot. He'd get back in there and get on base a different way. Here comes a pitch from Schumer. The foul one back to the screen. So that should be 2-0, I think. Two balls, no strikes. Here comes a pitch from Schumer. I believe it's 3-0. Ball that hit him was in the box. It wasn't a strike. So we'll see. Home plate umpire. Working from the windup, Ryan Schumer. Here comes the pitch. We'll be back up the middle. Good glove right here, Mikey Stapleton. Stapleton throws to T.J. Bell. They get the put out. Nice hit off the bat right there. Coming off the bench and getting a ground ball to second base on a line shot. It's a pretty good play for a pinch hitter. So he'll jog off the diamond. There's one out. Step in. He'll ask for time in the batter's box. Isaac Mock, right-handed batter. Here comes a pitch. He's going to float one out of play straight back. Isaac Mock on the season. Isaac Mock, .277 on base percentage. He got 9 hits. He started the game as the pitcher. Pitch comes in, low and away, breaking pitch, ball one. One ball, one strike. Top of the seventh, one out. Ground ball, base hit. We'll float in a ground ball in the left field between third base and shortstop. Nobody's going to stop that one except for Tyler Fox in left field. So at first base is Isaac Mock with one out. Next batter is going to be number 15, the one-hitter, Isaac Russell, a right-handed batter. Working from the stretch, now the set, and square the bunt. They put a bunt down straight back to Schumer. They'll get the out at first base. That's two out. But mission accomplished by Isaac Russell as he moves Isaac Mock to second base as Coach Dan Fry looking for some insurance runs. 4-2 ball game. Knights going to need two. They don't want to have to pick up three to tie the ball game in the bottom of the seventh. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch, breaking pitch, inside a ball. We'll step back in. That's number 6, Jeremiah Miller. Peering in, looking at signals, Schumer. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, will take it to left field. Tyler Fox got a read on it. Had to read the baseball, and he backed up, made the catch. So the Knights are out of the inning. Knights leave one aboard. So no score for Logansport in the top of the seventh. Knights are going to bat in the bottom half. 4-2 ball game. Berries in front after 6.5. I will mention this game is also in part being brought to you by TripsAndFishers.com. Since 1983, they have great cars, great prices, great customers. You can dial them up at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana at 317-842-2228. They have 2 Hamilton County locations. One is Christian Fisher's at 8599 East 116th Street, Fisher's, Indiana. Their second location, Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's right there between Westfield and Noblesville, right there at Mill Creek Road. And I've been told, keep your eyes posted, that's going to be another site for a roundabout right here on 32. That'll be the only roundabout on 32 between Noblesville and Westfield. There are some at both locations. And we'll mention you can dial them up at Chris in Nobleville at 317-773-2232. That's 317-773-2232. That's FritzNFishers.com. F-R-I-T-Z. Stepping in for the Knights, right-handed batter number 11, Mikey Stapleton. First pitch, inside edge. Maybe inside half. Fastball for a strike. Right-handed batter's box. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes a wind and a pitch from Pearson. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Not a lot of break. Might have been a slider. But called strike. Count goes 0-2. Peering in, looking at signals. Dylan Pearson. Mikey Stapleton trying to get aboard here in the bottom of the seventh. Outside of ball. Trying to forearm frame. That forearm frame, difficult frame to buy a strike with. Here comes a wind in the pitch. You're going to pop one up on the infield. It's going to be called for by Isaac Russell, the shortstop, and he'll catch it near second base on the dirt. So one out. We're going to have another batter. It's going to be Hudson Gutwein. He's going to step in and bat here in the bottom of the seventh. Hudson Gutwein, a right-handed batter. Gutwein's played in 20 ball games. Gutwein has not been hit by a pitch. Outside edge called strike. Gutwein in 41 plate appearances, 33 at-bats. He's batting 242, 366 on base percentage. You're going to float one out of play right side. Count goes 0-2. Hudson Gutwein, he got 8 hits on the season. 7 are singles. He does not have a double. He does not have a triple. But he has his first career home run right here at Gordon Lemming. Pitch comes in high for a ball. One ball, 2 strikes. Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein has walked 7 times. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Short hop to glove. Jeremiah Miller stepping in front of him. That was probably going to be a wild pitch if he doesn't stop that ball. Kemp goes 2-2. Plate is clean. Stepping in right here in the batter's box. Hudson Gutwein. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 1 out. Bottom of the 7th inning. Here comes the pitch. Here's drive one to right field. Got some air under it. Lucero going to catch it in foul territory. Just down the line in foul territory, Caden Lucero. So the Knights are going to bat. Could be Caden Minnick. He's the one hitter for the Knights. Let's step in that left-handed batter's box. Caden Minnick, 21 games. He has been hit by pitch 1 time. I take that back. We'll drop it. Yeah, 1 time, Caden Minnick. You're going to go ground ball up the middle. Will be fielded by a shortstop. He'll throw on the run. Credit the play, Isaac Russell, to Grayson Long. And that will complete the ball game. Final score, Logansport Berries 4, Central Catholic Knights 2. And I will mention Logansport Berries, their next game on their agenda. Going to be Monday evening, the 22nd. That'll be the final regular season game. That game will start at 5:30 p.m. It'll be Twin Lakes. The Indians will travel to Logansport for the final game of the regular season. And we'll mention Central Catholic Knights. Central Catholic Knights, their next game is going to be right next. It's going to happen after this one. They're going to call it a 2:30 start time. That's about 40 minutes away. For first pitch, the Knights are going to host the Harrison Raiders, and that game is coming right up. We're going to bow out of here. We're going to log out, and then if you want to listen, you can log back in around 2:15. We'll hope to have the live feed ready and let you listen to a little bit of the festivities. But we are going to log out right now and log back in for game 2. So no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching, and the learning. Let him go. Keep the fire burning.